Isn't he the one? Didn't he say he was ready 10 minutes ago?
He did.
Doug behind me. Doug, get the fuck.
Doug, get behind me and fuck me in the ass.
What? Did he say, Doug, get behind me?
That's what he said. He's just playing with Doug.
Does he know?
Dude, you know what? You gotta pick up that little weapon. Oh, okay, I'll let you get...
Pick up the little weapon, he says. That's your cold open.
Oh, this is...
Oh, he's got a cold open for Doug.
Oh,
lit up like the 4th, I'm a happy drunk. Come to pop a big mama, cause your daddy's drunk. I wanna pump it up like the Goodyear blimp. Make you holler for a dollar, that's the way I pimp. Gold links and minks and shrimp dinners on the bayou. Them's all the things that I ain't gonna buy you. It's like one of them freak things. Hit it once, maybe every couple week things. I got no love, I got no riches. I don't roll Vogues and I ain't got switches. I got no game, I can't reward ya. But if you want a long one, baby, I got one for ya.
What's up, Houdat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol podcast. I'm your host, Jeff, and I'm not drunk again. What is it? This holiday season, I'm not drinking. But you know what? The answer was Tim Hightower all along. For some reason, the Saints offense decided it wasn't going to roll over and die. The defense held on just enough, but definitely showed signs of catastrophe. And the Saints kept delusional fans holding on to mathematical hopes of a playoff berth. Saints fans needed this win as much as the players did, so we should be thankful for that, especially against a, quote, hot team like the Bucks, right? We're going to talk about that. We got some Benson news to cover, a little bit of an update on that,
yeah.
And our regular show to keep going with. But right now, put your seatbelts on, keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times, and enjoy the show. Jason, welcome to the show. What's your number?
I'm going to go with a 3. I'm having a good night so far.
All right.
Got home from work, finished watching Empire Strikes Back as part of the rewatch, ate some Donkey Bites for dinner, and I'm drinking some Crown right now. So it's a good night.
Are you off for the rest of the holidays or something? Or?
Fuck no. When does that ever stop me, though?
No, it has not. It has not. And for those who don't know, what's in a Donkey Bite?
Steak, sweet fire, jalapeno, cream cheese, some special donkey seasoning, and a little bacon.
All
right. I can't give the whole thing away, but
no,
I gave most of it away.
Well, you didn't give the measurements.
I'm sure people can figure it out.
All right. Damon, welcome to the show. What's your number?
Thank you. 0.
All right. What are you drinking? Swamp Pop?
That's right.
Jeez. Come on now.
How many Swamp Pops was it to celebrate the win yesterday?
Well, you know, it was a case of Swamp Pop, I guess, or a six-pack. You know, I don't know if a case was when it was bad. Yesterday was good. Yesterday was a very, yeah, unexpected, would I say.
All right. Yeah. Before the game, I was listening a little bit on the radio, and Jim Henderson said that the Saints warm-up versus the Bucks warm-up, the Saints looked very lethargic during warm-ups, where the Bucks looked pretty hyped up and amped up. But the good thing was, it was not an indication of how each team might play. With that, we'll go into game recap. Yeah. So the Saints surprised everybody?
Not everybody.
Okay.
I picked them to win last week.
I picked them to get blown out. Your lead story is Hightower coming in with, what was it, 85 yards on 28 carries?
We definitely fed him the ball. The one interesting thing is going into the game, you're like, oh, well, with Ingram to the IR, now Spiller's going to get an increased role. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that didn't happen.
No. Cool. No, actually, quite the opposite happened. There was a report that Spiller will not be here next year.
Yeah, what the frack was that about?
And then he proceeded to get 6 carries, and you're like, Yeah, not going to be here next year.
Right. I mean, that's interesting. I guess I kind of take a and maybe look at the situation differently with...
Oh, wait. Why don't we push Spiller to headlines?
Okay.
And talk about the game. Let's talk about Hightower. He's the guy who fucking played and played well.
Yeah, look, he ran with abandon. He looked like he was putting everything out there on, you know. Look, he's not a long-term solution. I mean, he's been in the league already.
For a while.
At least 6 years. I mean, remember, he was the running back who ran that long touchdown for Arizona in our playoffs.
Oh, believe me, I remember. I still remember Courtney screaming out, "How the fuck does that happen?"
Right.
Like the first play of our divisional playoff game when we're all excited, and there's, 70-yard run, touchdown.
Yeah, so, you know. But anyway,
that game ended.
He looked good, you know. His tank definitely isn't empty. I think, you know, he's a...
I mean, he hadn't played for two of those 6 years anyway.
Oh,
he
really?
He missed a lot of time. Yeah, he missed a lot of... Like, he wasn't even in the NFL because of his... He was out of the NFL for a while. And that's why it was the big story.
Okay.
Everybody's like, man, Hightower, being out of the NFL for so long, comes in, has a really productive game. He got the game ball, and all the Saints players were just excited for him.
Sure. Well, but again, we held the Bucs to 290 yards, 291 yards. I mean,
it was really a good defensive performance that we had yesterday.
Yeah. Just the two lowest games or yards per game that we've allowed are against the Bucs. 330 the first game where they beat our ass, and I'm not sure how. And then
because Breeze hurt his shoulder. Remember, that's why.
Oh, that's the one he hurt his shoulder. Yep.
Yeah, that's why we lost.
You remember that?
Yeah, you're right. We couldn't have lost that game.
And then I don't know. Just played. Well, you know, Ellerby is the key. When Ellerby plays, we don't lose.
Yeah, is that incredible? I want to be right. 4-1 when he's on the field.
Amazing.
Unfortunately, he can only get on the field about four games a year.
Right. That's the problem.
Did he get hurt again?
He did. Happened to him, but he came back.
Well, hold on. From the way I read it, I thought Peyton said it, that he wasn't hurt. They were just kind of giving him a limited pitch count because he had been out so long.
Because they realized how important he is.
Right. I mean, but it is incredible how much better this defense plays when he's on the field.
Well, when you have a solid, steady linebacker instead of shit with Hawthorne and whoever. Like,
Hawthorne's a
dick. Yeah, it makes a big difference.
But, yeah, the team played well. And then, of course, look, the Bucs' second touchdown, the only thing that made the game kind of sort of close, it might have been the first touchdown.
I think it was the first touchdown.
Was...
Kyle Wilson being an asshole.
Two stupid plays by Kyle Wilson. And, of course, Brandon Browner gets a holding call. Yeah.
Well, he had a rep to protect. You know, he had to keep up his average.
Well, no, Kyle Wilson. That's my job.
Right. You will not be known.
I'll penalty me.
Right.
Really, and it's crazy because Wilson hasn't played terribly this year, but, man, those were two... really, really stupid
yes.
plays back to back.
Yeah, stupid plays and on him that.
You see it like,
did
what the fuck?
Have
what the fuck are you thinking?
On that drive too? Was that the one where?
I don't think it's that drive, but he did have a quote unquote rough the passer.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. He tackled the quarterback hard. He kind of.
He
wasn't really. He didn't really go for his head, but it was close. And look, in the NFL, that's what you're going to get. I mean, we were the beneficiary of a roughing the passer against Breeze, where it was probably similar.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, tit for tat. I wasn't that upset about it because, well, we just got one for Breeze, so.
Right. And we also got a whole...
I thought it was the same drive, because that drive, we gave them more yards than they earned.
Right. It was like,
well, especially
40,
at that
45
point in the game,
73.
Yeah, I mean, at that point in the game, we were up 14-0. We were dominating,
yeah.
And then the two big penalties with Wilson and then the penalty to Browner, and right there, they're on the, you know, they're in the red zone.
Yeah. And then they just walked in.
Yeah. But the defense played better, and the offensive line played better.
Except
for
Streep.
Well, fucking Streep sucks, okay?
Well,
I mean, we have to get rid of fucking Streep.
Yeah.
But they, because of the injury to Evans, they kind of moved some things around on the offensive line.
Jeff, we played your boy.
Tim Lelito?
Your boy did not play bad.
No. kind of move some things around, you know. And Tampa
Bay. He plays
Bay,
good when he doesn't start what he did start, huh?
You know, Tampa Bay has a pretty decent offensive line also.
Oh, really? I mean, Gerald
McCoy.
Yeah.
They got, what, a Spencer? Akeem Spencer or something like that?
Yeah. Was it Evans the problem?
Well, I mean, Evans is old. But, I mean, I don't.
Maybe some of the players feel, you know, more comfortable in the position that they were in, you know, with this little lineup. But it made, you know, look, I'd like to see what happens going forward. I mean, we don't have enough sample size to really comment. It just that it looked good. We have three games left. Let's see what it looks like.
And you can, and look, the team is not quit. That's one thing.
No.
That we have. I mean, the team is going to play to win, even if it ruins our draft selection next year.
Well, maybe
which,
guys,
you know,
maybe
like,
guys know got the message they're playing for their jobs too.
But I mean, think about that too. It's like,
they
well, the
took our
job. They took our job.
They took our job.
They took our job.
They took your job.
They took your job.
They took your job.
They took our job.
They took our job.
They took your job.
They took your job.
They took our job.
Took our job.
Took our job.
You know, it's like, we're going in, well, all right, we're not going to make the playoffs. The best thing to do is to somehow suck and get a great pick. But couldn't you just see the Saints, like, winning their last three games and finishing 8-8, picking, like, 19th?
Right. That'd
be, totally just ruining.
That'd be fine. But, you know.
We don't need a high draft pick to build a team.
But, I mean, I don't know. If you get the 6th pick compared to the 19th pick, I mean,
I don't
more
know.
Than likely.
It's,
look, I know we haven't had a lot of success picking a guy in the top 10.
Right.
But I'll take my chances.
I don't know. I think that's overrated.
I don't think so.
All right.
I mean, if you draft poorly, then obviously it is, which the Saints have done. Jonathan Sullivan.
Right. We seem to do better if we pick in the middle of the round than in the.
And don't you think we're going to want to grab some offensive linemen in the
but
draft?
Not necessarily first round. Like I would really like to get a stud. Big-time receiver.
Like Treadwell out of Ole Miss?
Yeah, that's, you know, you pair him with Cooks and Coleman and Snead, and you're set.
Yeah.
No, I mean, look. Colt is good. Is he a number one good? It's debatable. You know, he's close, but not really. But you add a stud, and then you got Snead, and then you still got Coleman. Like, then we legit have passing weapons for Breeze to throw to.
Right. No. Well, we could have had
legit. Snead is legit. He played lights out yesterday, too.
Love Snead.
He had a great game yesterday.
Yeah.
Really?
It's just so much fun to watch him win again. You know? I mean, just it feels so good to watch him win. I don't know. I mean,
it's been a fucking month.
Yeah. I forgot what it felt like. Well, and not just, you know, but we lost to, you know, Tennessee and Washington,
yeah.
Who looks like they're kind of surging.
Well, I mean, they're leading the division at 6-7.
Right. Well, you know, it's so funny though. There's two divisions. There's two divisions in the NFL right now with teams with losing records.
And think about that. Everybody bitched about the NFC South last year,
right.
Being like, "Oh, well, fuck divisions and seeding and whatnot." And now you got two.
Right. Well, and what's so funny is we played both of their divisions.
We did.
You know, well, what's so funny, if you look at Carolina, and why they're going to get their ass beat the first game of the playoffs, they have played the two divisions that the leaders have a 6-7 record, and then the rest of the NFC South, the best record is 6-7. So
Carolina is the best of the worst.
Right. Now, they did beat Green Bay.
And they did beat,
yeah, but a lot of
beat
people
Seattle.
Beat
they beat Seattle.
Yeah, they played Seattle? Okay, yeah, probably.
I mean,
right.
They had a couple of good wins, but for the most part, right. I mean, they're undefeated because,
well, right, well, right.
Because they play shit.
Right.
Back to game recap, though.
What? Okay, well, what, Jeff? Give a thought.
Colston had a nice game.
Is that what we're going to do?
Colston's back.
Yeah, it was nice to see him. You know, I mean, his two touchdowns were really short, but he had the big third down.
He didn't drop them.
Right. He had the big third down catch when he caught it and came down fighting with the other guy and
right,
and they gave it to him. So that was nice to see. And he caught the pass where Breeze passed Marino for fourth all time.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, look, this is probably Colson's last season with the Saints, so this is nice to see him, you know, come up when we kind of need him and not drop passes like he's been doing the past couple of years.
Yep,
it was fun to watch. It's kind of like you know, like reminiscent of the old days, you know, like the old, I say the old days, I say 06, 07, 08, but you know.
Yeah. Then you got Dalvin Bro.
Stud.
Do you, I mean, I'm sure people have seen this stat by now. He's only allowed one receiving yard in the last three games.
The Saints struck gold with Dalvin Bro.
Yes.
That's really what you can say about it. That is phenomenal that they, considering how bad they've been recently with signings.
Freak.
The fact that they were able to get him, and he looks like a legit number one quarterback.
Yes.
And this is after, look, this is after him getting injured last week, so it wasn't even a definite that he was even going to play this week.
Well, speaking of injuries, Swan.
Yeah, that was the next thing.
That's sad to see.
No, I'm reading and seeing everything over the internet, and I'll get y'all opinion. Oh, his career's over.
I don't think his career's necessarily over, but if he's concussion symptoms, like,
you know,
obviously he's going to be on IR this year, and we'll bring him back next year, but
right.
I just hope to God this kind of shit doesn't
happen. Well, and you look at the play in question, you know, that we got hurt himself. He did everything right. He had his head up. He it's not like he was being reckless and, you know, with a head down or something like that. I mean, he did everything that they teach you to do right.
Yeah, but sometimes guys just, I don't know, they just get a lot of concussions. They're
concussion prone.
Yeah, it's sad because, I mean, the kid's good. You know, the kid is pretty damn decent. And you just hate to, it just sucks to see that. It really does. Especially since, I mean, think, you know, this was his first game back after having two concussions already and then, oh, concussion. It's like, God damn it.
The funny thing, right, it's not even a different injury. He's not injury prone. He's concussion prone.
Well, I'm just seeing.
Kid's got a soft head.
You know, I'm just you're reading things on the internet and people, because of this whole concussion bullshit. It's all bullshit. All right?
It's not all bullshit. It's not all bullshit, Damon.
You take the sample size of the people who are fucking hurt. Compared to how the many people that play, it's a fucking small goddamn sample size, okay?
Those are the only ones that are reported. It's not
all bullshit.
Okay.
Bullshit.
Okay.
Look, does getting hit in the head often, is that a good thing? Well, no. It doesn't take a fucking scientist to tell you that, you know? That's why they made boxing go from 15 rounds down to 12, you know? You can look at all the old boxers. I mean, no, it is not good to be repeatedly hit in the head. You know, but you had Troy Aikman, who had many concussions, over 25 in his career. We see Troy every weekend, you know. But anyway, the people are saying, oh, well, for his health, he needs to stop. And, you know, and I just, man, you don't know this kid's situation. You don't know what kind of family he's from. You know, most of these guys come from a lower income neighborhoods.
He definitely said he plans to come back next
right.
year. He's not fucking hanging up because
right.
he's got a paycheck that he's going to need.
Exactly. I mean, you don't know, you know, what you want him to do. Go work for Budweiser and, you know, no, this guy's got a shot. And you know what? I understand. I mean, I can understand you. You have your shot and you take it. And especially when you're young like he is, you think you're invincible.
Look, I don't blame the guy for wanting to come back. This is your livelihood.
No.
This is your shot to make a bunch of money to set yourself up. You're going to do everything you can to keep playing. But if he comes back next year and gets a concussion in week two, and then he sits out for half a season, comes back in week
well,
eight,
that's
gets another
point,
concussion,
I don't even know.
Then at that point...
Well, that point, right. Well, that
right,
point,
he probably needs to hang it up.
Right. But there is no player in the history of the NFL that has happened to. I mean, he would, like Jeff said, he will have a very soft head. If that happens again, I mean, you know, holy shit.
And at that point, yeah, I'd cut the guy myself just because I don't want to waste a roster spot on a guy who's always hurt.
Yeah, but I'm not cutting him. I mean,
if he comes back and gets a concussion in week two, you going to keep him on your roster? I mean, at that point, it's like, you know what? We tried. Move on. Let's get somebody who can actually get on the field. We're paying enough guys not to play for this team. We don't need another one.
Well, we'll see. But I hope to God he can overcome this and this isn't really like a career ender for him.
Yeah.
Because he's talented. He can be a solid player for us. I'd really like to have him. We kind of need him.
Yeah,
well, I would
no
too.
No.
But he's got to actually be on the field for that to happen.
I know.
Again, I mean, let's chalk this up to being a fluke before we
But getting back to the game, one of the big reasons why we won, we converted 12 third down conversions in the game, which was massive. Which is the problem they've had, is that they haven't been able to sustain drives.
Yeah.
And that's what they did yesterday. Especially, there were a couple of third down plays where the receiver was short and he stretched out and got it. Watson did one, Snead did one, even one of them got reviewed because the spot was shit.
Yeah, that was.
But those were, I mean, those were massive plays. And then even like, we had a third and 21, and you're like,
yeah.
Oh fuck, all right, we're not gonna convert. And,
I was waiting for the screen
pass. He just
throws
a right, and then he throws a 35, 40 yard pass to Snead, like converts. I'm like, fuck yeah. Like, that's the kind of.
Breeze had time. All the people who want to talk about, can Breeze last? Is Breeze done? No, it's never been Breeze's problem.
Right.
It's never been about Breeze. It's the protection that he gets or doesn't get.
That's it. All these people that are ready to move on for Breeze are fucking morons.
Morons.
Like, you know, TJ Yates is starting for Houston next week. Really? You want to take your chances?
Right.
You know, fuck you.
Right. Who the fuck do you think we're going to get, if not Drew Brees? Now, look, is he the Drew Brees of 2009 and 11? Probably not. But he's still better than all but maybe two guys.
He's better than a lot.
Right. Maybe Brady and Rodgers. It's Brady, Rodgers, and Brees.
He still has a better chance of winning the Super Bowl than 35 of the quarterbacks in the NFL.
Right. Now, I mean, again, Brady and Rodgers.
I said 35. There's only 32.
Right. I mean, name me somebody else. Who'd you want? Cam Newton?
Maybe Roethlisberger?
Yeah, Roethlisberger, yeah.
You want another rapist? We only had one.
Right. You're going to have him and Darren Sharper.
Right.
But
how old is Roethlisberger? How many years?
He's about 7 years younger.
He got drafted in 2004. So
really?
Yeah, that was the Eli Rivers.
Really? It feels like he's been playing a lot longer than that.
Well, he won a Super Bowl in like his second year in the league.
Right.
Yeah.
It just seems like it.
But he gets hurt a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he gets injured. He got injured this year. It came.
Mm-hmm.
He missed
twice.
The game this year.
But back. I'm sorry. Back to the point. Yeah, Breeze is still a top five talent. You know, I would say if you just give him a little time to throw the ball. It's so, no, you do not want to move away from Breeze.
Right.
You do not want to move away from Sean Payton either. I've heard those rumors.
Yep.
Also.
Everybody, so many people on fucking Twitter just assume Payton's
They're just idiots.
You're right.
The Twitterverse is filled with idiots. And you know why? Because 3 out of every 4 people are an idiot. And everybody's on Twitter. So 75% of the people there are idiots.
Just not the ones that listen to our show and follow us.
Exactly. You guys are the smart ones.
So, all right. Anybody got anything left on game recap before we move on?
It was apparently the Saints play really well in Raymond James Stadium. So that's kind of a good thing, even except the 1 year I went and we got destroyed.
Yeah.
You know? But apparently the weather was still fucking hot. Even in fucking December, it was fucking hot over there. Bivin went to the game.
Oh, yeah.
Did he?
Yeah, he was down at the game. Hey, at least they won.
Yeah.
You get to see a win on the road, which, when you're the road team and you win,
that's
fun.
Awesome, yeah.
That is fucking fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm too scared to do that. Don't want to risk it.
You need to do it at some point. You really need to do it at some point.
I mean, maybe, you know.
Maybe not next year. Maybe in a couple years when we get good again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but until then, we're calling off all road trips. I mean.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to move on to headlines.
Hello, I'm Kent Brockman, and this is Eye on Springfield.
Let's open up to get the quick one out of the way. CJ Spiller, to the point, Damon, you brought up during game recap. The report came out just before the game came on that sources say he won't be on the team after he signed, what was it, a 4-year deal?
4 years, $16 million. He had like 9 guaranteed.
So what theories on what is the story there?
I mean, the thing that, again, I think Jason probably heard the same thing that we've been hearing is that he can't pick up the playbook and that he's lost a step.
Wow. Infotainment.
Have you heard anything different, Jason?
I've heard him mostly not being able to pick up the playbook. Right. I mean.
How?
Some guys
it's
are just
not
dumb.
A complicated playbook. Screen pass left. Screen
he's he probably did he even graduate from college? And if he did, it was fucking PE. It's not like he's the smartest guy in the room. Some guys just can't.
Like I just said.
Well, how did he play so good in
Buffalo? 3 out of 4 people are idiots, and he's one of those three.
He's one. But he was so good in Buffalo.
Well, he had one good year in Buffalo.
And we fell for it.
I mean, it didn't seem like a bad idea at the time. We all thought it was a great move. We thought, that's the kind of guy that we want.
I'm sure
the injury in preseason didn't help. He got behind.
Look, another free agent bust and another free agent bust from Buffalo. So if the Saints would do me a favor, stop looking at Buffalo for free agents.
We did bring in Greer from Buffalo.
Yeah, but that was last decade. 2009.
Last decade. That's not that long ago.
Long enough.
You know.
Okay. Buffalo is that, if Buffalo were like an orange tree, there was only about 3 ripe oranges on that tree. All right? Right. And they've all been picked.
Right.
One good one, 2 bad.
That's right. There's no more, that tree is not bearing fruit.
I mean, it is interesting, and it depending on what they do in the off season, and there's an avenue that I would like. You know, if I'm the Saints, the way I would approach, you know, the off season and going forward, and I don't want to mention it all right here, but it could be a possibility that you say, "Hey, Spiller's not working. Let's just end it." Because think about it, this would have been a perfect opportunity for Spiller to get a lot more carries, and he still did.
Well, no, right. Well, again, up until that report came out, I erroneously was blaming the coaching staff for not using him correctly. Apparently that isn't the case. He's a dummy.
He's a stupid motherfucker.
He's a dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. You big cold-blooded dummy. You big dummy. See what you did?
But, you know, I mean, no, that it's... But again, so if you cut him, more dead money. And we're already $5 million over the cap for next year.
Well, right. That's part of my plan. For
so Jason's
year.
If Jason's the new GM,
we're in trouble.
Well, no, I mean, okay. I mean, I guess.
What would you do?
We're talking about now.
At
this point, look, Peyton and Breeze aren't going anywhere. We extend Breeze, so basically he's got 3 more years in New Orleans. What you do is you say, you know what, we got to clean this shit up. We're gonna be, you know, we're not gonna be really good next year. Cut Browner. Cut Spiller, you know, get rid of all your mistakes. Get rid of all your mistakes, take all the hits next year, suck next year.
Well, that's what we did this year.
We didn't fully rebuild this year.
We half the team is new.
We did, but we didn't, it was a start of rebuild, but we didn't acknowledge that was a full rebuild.
So we didn't acknowledge it. So next year, you're saying, just acknowledge it.
Yep. Yep,
okay, that's the only difference you're saying.
I mean, look, the only way this team is gonna come out from all this is like we got to clean this shit up to be able to move forward. Look, we've already got however much dead money next year. Like, what's another $10 million? I mean, fuck it. What's another $10 million?
It's a lot. You know how many? You know how much? Do you know how much dead money the New England Patriots have this year?
A model franchise.
$5.
No, seriously, take a guess. Take a guess.
$2 million.
Jason?
I don't know. You
Jason,
like,
guess.
I'm going to go with 7.
No, it's just a number.
How many, what would you say, Jason?
$7 million.
$7 million. $496,000.
Okay, which leads again to my point. You know what? Next year, put all the dead money to next year.
Well,
we
did it this year too. You know?
But we didn't. But we still had next year. We didn't do it all this year and cut from. Put it all to next year and then start fresh in 2017.
Well,
that's what the Saints have to do.
Wait, what do you mean we didn't do it this year? Yes, we did it.
We cut Junior Gillette.
Right, we did cut this year, but we also still have another $25 million next year. Like it ain't. Oh, this year didn't end it. This year didn't end it. Next year ends it. Stick everything to next year.
It was a 2-year plan.
Right. It's a 2 years. So basically,
well, I mean, perhaps, and look, perhaps that's their intention.
The way this front office and this management works, I don't. All we do is kick it down the road. We need to kick it to next year. Next year is down the road. That's what it needs to be. If we have any hope to contend Like, if we plan to keep Breeze around, the only way that we're going to have a shot to make one more run with him is to put it all to next year and say, hey, you know what? Next year, we suck, and then we're going. And then that's it. That's it.
Well, look, I mean, we're very close this year if we can finish 8-8.
Right, but okay, but even if we finish 10-6, are we really
a 10-16?
Right, considering the schedule we had.
We're
a 7-9 team playing a Carolina schedule. That's why they're fucking 13-0. So my whole point would be, look, just think, not reload on this draft, reload on next year's draft, and then in 2017 you got a clean cap sheet. You've got three, hopefully, solid draft classes coming in. You have Breeze with still two more years that he can lead this team to win. That is our best shot. That is our best hope. And Peyton firing all of his assistants. Which, I mean, that's probably job number one. Peyton's got to fire all these guys, and if he sticks around...
Really just the defensive guys. It's not the offensive guys. Except maybe his line coach.
All right. I mean, keep Carmichael.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that is the plan to come out of our regression and to make up for all the mistakes Loomis has made in free agency. That is the only way to get it done.
What's Curtis Johnson doing?
Nothing right now. Bring him back. Let him coach our number one draft pick next year.
I'd love that.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Yep.
Just throwing that out there.
Hey, that's a possibility.
Fine.
Again, we have a lot of offseason to talk about it. I was hoping to save it until then, but that is the plan to do going forward.
Well, wait a second. Back to our dead money issue. This year we have $33,501,000 in dead money.
Yeah, it's
$33 million. So right. We literally have $33 million in dead money more than the Pats.
Yep.
Next year we already have $14.8 million in dead money.
Oh, exactly. Shit, that's awesome! Wow.
No, but again, you know.
But again, right? See?
So Jason wants to load back up.
Well, to next year, so that way in 2017 we have the Patriots $400,000 of dead money. That's the only way we're gonna be able to do it, because otherwise, if you keep Browner on and you keep all these shitty players on and you don't cut them until next year, then in 2017 we're gonna have another $10 to $15 million in dead money. And what good does that do us?
So right, rather than have $14 million
right,
and
rather than space it out, get it all done next year, just so we can start fresh and move on. That's the only way we're gonna get out of this. It's the only way.
Well, yeah, we have right now. Look, we're $72 million under the cap for 2017.
We could be even more if we cut all these bums next year.
Well, I mean, that's before, you know, Breeze also wasn't signed in 2017.
Well, he's going to extend. I mean, whatever. Throw Breeze out the equation. We're going to extend him, lower his next year, and whatever. But real, that's the way to do it. If you want to contend.
Well, I agree with you, but you have to stop signing bad contracts.
I agree too.
I don't know who's responsible for him.
Mickey needs to be fired, and there's no chance Mickey's going to be fired.
I agree with that. But look, Drew Brees, the cap numbers for this year, 2015. Drew Brees, $23 million. Jari Evans, $7 million.
Yep.
He's been, you're not getting the bang for your buck.
No,
Marcus
you're not.
Colston, I love him, $6.5 million. Jarius Byrd, $5.5 million. Keenan Lewis, here's a man earning his money.
Well, right. Other than the injuries, but
you can't help injuries.
But look,
David Hawthorne, $4 million.
Yep,
and
he sucks.
Thomas Morstead, I love the guy, but he's $3.5 million. There's no other punter who's counting that much against the cap. Then you have Zach Strief at $3.2 million.
That's another reason to load up next year, because you're gonna. Cut Evans, cut Colston, cut Strief. There's going to be more dead money associated with these guys. That's why put it all to next year.
What free agents do we have? I mean, yeah, it's probably too early to be going into.
And I mean, Birds, maybe you keep him, maybe you cut him. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to do with him. He's still got so many years on his fucking deal, and I'm sure the cap hit is going to be bullshit. But look, we already know where Evans, Colston, and Strief are not going to be here next year. So all that dead money is going to go to next year's cap anyway. So just, you know what, load up on next year, take your lumps, go 6-10.
All right. Look, if you cut Brandon Browner, it's
$5 million.
5 million of dead money, but you save roughly $1 million on your cap, so you get a little relief, but you have $5 million of dead money. Jari Evans would be $7 million dead money. Jarius Bird would be $11 million. I mean, come on, dude. I mean, you know.
I mean, look, we probably won't cut Bird, but look.
I don't know if you cut Bird.
You probably won't cut Bird, but I mean, Colston, Evans, and Strieve, and Browner. Well, Brown.
I don't know if you cut
those
Colston,
guys shouldn't
would you?
Be back next year. They shouldn't.
You got
$14 million dead. When we make all those moves, we're gonna have another $30 million in dead money.
Well, you know who I want? Hawthorne.
Yeah, Hawthorne
you
too.
You
want to
cut somebody? You got to cut
Definitely
Hawthorne.
Cut. Well,
I think you still.
We,
I mean,
we need
Colston,
to cut a lot of guys.
And we'll get like you said. We'll get into that detail later on. But I don't want to harp on that right
but
now.
That's again. That it proves my point. Where you know what? Take your lumps next year, and then going forward in 2017, you don't have all this dead money on the cap. That's the only way we're going to be able to contend. Because realistically, next year, I mean, we're not contending next year. We're not. Even if we get a great draft class, we could be 8-8, 9-7. We're still going to have all this dead money, or otherwise we're bringing back Colston.
Yeah, but
if
it wasn't for the defense, we could be a 10-win team right now.
Could have, would have, should have, or we're not.
But to say that we're not going to be able to compete next year, that's not necessarily the case. We could contend.
Okay,
if it wasn't for Brandon Browner, we could be a 10-6.
Okay, right. So you're gonna bring back an old Jari Evans. You're gonna bring back Zach Strieff, really?
No, yeah. Those two positions obviously need you know.
Okay, we're gonna cut Hawthorne too. There's gonna be a lot of guys that we're getting rid of. Before you know it, we're gonna have another $20 million in dead money. So just do it all next year. There's no reason to go into 2017 and have $10 to $15 million in dead money. We can end it all next year, and then we go forward from there. Stop
right.
kicking the can down the road. Just
well, all right. We're going to move on. Next headline. Tom Benson has offered to resign as trustee of the trust in Texas. Keep in mind, that does not include or involve the ownership of the Saints or the Pelicans.
Right. That's his car dealerships and banks and real estate.
Right. Now, his daughter wants to be named as the trustee, but he wants the judge to appoint an independent trustee, right?
Correct.
Do we care any about this? Or what does it say about his mental state? What does it say about he spent the last year fighting for this, and now all of a sudden he's stepping? I mean, is this an admission? Or
no, I mean...
Add on the Rodney whatever guy firing...
No, I mean, I believe this is just, this is negotiations. I think if he gives up that and quits the legal battle there, he's hoping for better negotiations with the other trust in New Orleans, currently in New Orleans. The one that does have 60%, right, the Saints and Pelicans in it. But also remember, that trust, those are all non-voting shares. So,
non-voting
as far, you know, the same as a corporation, just like Exxon or everything else. And they are voting shares, you know, Class A shares, Class B shares. And
right, so
those shares that he owns, from how I understand it, is all that means that if the team is sold, those shares get paid first. Now, again, this isn't a much, you know, that matters when you're talking about these big, large corporations who might go bankrupt or something like that, you know. But they get paid first. Now, but the voting shares, they're the people who stack the board and decide when a dividend is paid or what happens to a club.
Mm-hmm.
So even if this trust stays exactly the same, that it's in, you know, the daughter's and grandchildren's name, they cannot, you know, and a judge doesn't find Benson incompetent, which they didn't so far this year. Even though they own 60% of the shares, they cannot walk into, they can't step foot into the building. Because, you know, that's not theirs.
Right.
They're
There's
not
no
in
control.
We all own shares of something, you know, and doesn't mean anything.
Right, like you said, a non-voting share.
Right, so...
So
why
he give them the money without giving them the ownership, because what he seems to care about is making sure that doesn't put the team in Rita's hands.
Yeah, apparently.
I mean, he must really not like the way she operated.
Yeah, well, we talked.
No, she's a cokehead. She's a crazy bitch.
Well, I'm not sure where that last part, that first part came from. I mean,
there've been rumors.
Right.
That's all Goodell needs.
Fuck that asshole.
Well, she. You just did that, though. You just did what he did. You can't substantiate that. Allegedly, she's a cokehead.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so
maybe,
except I'm not getting paid $44 million.
Maybe he feels like she would move the team, and he doesn't want that to happen.
Yes, Jason, exactly what you're about to say. Go ahead and finish. Go ahead and finish.
Like, the NFL wouldn't allow that.
Exactly.
Like, that's where, the NFL wouldn't let her move the team.
Exactly.
So,
you know, 100%. The NFL wouldn't allow her to move the team. Just like the NFL, just like the NBA did everything it could with the Pelicans to keep them in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, after Katrina, right.
And that NBA and the Pelicans, God bless them, they don't pull as much as the Saints.
And that's still considering how much Oklahoma City supported them the 2 years they were there,
right.
and Oklahoma City has supported the Thunder. Like,
right.
They sell out every fucking
right.
game.
It could have been easy to keep who are the Thunder? Were they the Supersonics? Were they Portland's team or were
they were
Seattle?
They were Seattle's the Sonics.
Right. It was right. It'd have been easy to keep Seattle's a big city, a much richer
Seattle's a great basketball town
and a much richer city than New Orleans. So it
yep.
it would have been a lot easier to keep the Supersonics in Seattle and just move the Hornets the Hornets. But the NBA didn't. Look, the Saints aren't leaving New Orleans. Not anytime close.
Well,
to
Vincent worked out that deal with the state anyway, that they're here.
But even without the state.
2025
right.
or something.
Right.
But even then, like, we'll come up if we got to build a new stadium. Like, we'll fund a new stadium. Like, the Saints aren't going anywhere
right.
now.
Look, I don't want to fund a new stadium. I mean, that's.
I
believe personally.
Superdome's perfect.
Well, the Superdome has also become iconic, sort of like a Lambeau Field and a. Even though
or
it's
the
not,
Astrodome?
Because that just shows you how. The Astrodome just shows you how much.
Astrodome ain't no
perfect.
Superdome.
Right.
It doesn't have super in the name, all right?
You
super
can't be a
greater
Superdome
greater than
if
right.
you don't have super right. in your name.
The Astrodome right. would have fit inside of the Superdome. Okay? So fuck the Astrodome,
and it never adapted, right? It kind of just stayed.
Well, correct. They would, Jerry. Well, Bob McNair wanted a new stadium, and you know they built the whatever. You know, it's not even Reliant Stadium. I don't even know what the name of that stadium is.
It's just like stadiums change their names with the sponsorship runs
right.
out.
It's like SBC Stadium or something that y'all wouldn't even fucking recognize.
I mean, look, remember when we went to Miami in 2009, it was Landshark Stadium. Now it's Sun Life Stadium.
Wait a second.
And this is
but it was
an old one.
It wasn't even Landshark Stadium for the Super Bowl.
No, right. It was something else.
Right.
You're right.
8 weeks later, it was something else.
But even look, where the Astros play now, it's Minute Maid. It used to be Enron Stadium.
Right.
When we see what happened there.
Enron quit paying their bills. You know.
Well.
But
okay.
I'm not sure where that goes. But anyway, look, the Saints aren't leaving. The tumultuous relationship that the Saints had with the state that's gone. A lot of that had to do with Blanco, because he was a fucking idiot. He's still an idiot, too.
Allegedly.
Oh, no. There's no allegation. That's fact. He's a moron.
Hey, I booed the shit out of her after LSU won their title, and her and Miles strolled down Bourbon Street with the trophy. I booed the fuck out of her.
Good for you.
Yeah.
One for
all
the
right. Y'all ready to move on?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to look at him tweet. Not too many to go through here because we've been going a little long tonight. But mainly, let's see, we got a tweet from Zeno here that says, I want to win, baby. Win, but what do y'all think? 8-8 or draft pick? Oh, yeah. LMFAO at the Atlanta Falcons.
Well, you know what? He might. That was going to be one of my Around the NFL.
We have our Around the NFL Falcons.
Yeah, yeah, good. Yeah,
you mean the NFL reach around?
Whatever the fuck it is. Yeah, shut up. But
I get right. I mean, 8-8 missing the playoffs. Even though we go with momentum into next year, it's better for this team moving forward.
Sure.
Right.
No. And the players look, as fans, we say that, and we say this every year, at least our losing seasons, I've said this every year. The players do not look at it that way. Sean Payton does not look at it that way. You know, they want to win every game they play. Mm-hmm. So no, that will not happen from...
Unfortunately, even though it would be best for us going forward, they're not going to quit and not play.
And you know what? I don't want it to happen because you know what? It felt good to win Sunday. It felt good to win Sunday. I want another win. I want to beat Detroit next week. Then I want to come back to the Dome and beat Jacksonville.
Which the game got flexed to 3:30.
Yes, it did. And then I want to go to Atlanta and sweep them.
I definitely want to be
and
Atlanta.
Sweep them and laugh upon their cold dead bodies.
Oh, yep.
But if you go to Atlanta, I want to tell everybody, please bring protective gear, raincoat, a glove, and everything, because Matt Ryan is shitting all over that place.
Well, hey, you know, what if we went to the Atlanta?
No.
Hey, dude, Atlanta sucks. That could be a fun little weekend getaway.
Yeah,
we can go to Houston.
It's not a bad drive.
But you're right, but that's fucking Houston. This is Atlanta. Like to go in the circus tent with 20,000 other
Saints.
Yeah,
but Jason, I've seen how you acted in the Superdome against other Saints fans. I'm not going into a foreign stadium with you.
Come on, guy. Come on.
Or if you act like an ass, you're on your own, pal.
It's fucking Atlanta. We all act like asses. Come on.
Yeah,
we're
not
all
like
gonna
you.
Act like asses.
Not like you.
Right.
Well, I'd say I'm not saying no. Let's wait and see
how we play against
Detroit.
Because you know what? Tickets are going to be fucking $5.
Yo, you're right. You're right.
You know?
Yeah. All right.
That would be
awesome. Anyway, no. Right. But anyway, no, yeah, look, when I want to see those victories going ahead. It makes me feel good. It makes me enjoy watching football. I watch the Sunday night game, and I'm watching the Monday night game right now. So, yes, when I like to win.
All right. So the last one I'll read, second and last one, that I'll read came from Wheels, Michael Billahan. And he was saying, wait a sec. What does this feel? Oh, wait, no, let me read this one. Comes from Wheels, Michael Wilhelm. He says, everything is upside down. There's been two penalties on the receiver being covered by Browner. You all remember that?
Yeah.
I was pretty interested. Yeah, he knocked Browner's helmet off. It was like,
right.
Wow, what's Browner doing over there?
Yeah.
Reverse psychology.
Yeah, no, I mean, the defense and penalties were a little less, you know, yesterday. And, you know, with Brandon Browner, we all remember the play, the crab thief threw, you know, I think he was being rushed and he threw the ball. Or his hand was hit or something. He threw a bad ball. Browner had a chance to catch it, and it's the only thing he can't hold on to.
Yep.
Yeah.
He can't hold on to the ball. He holds on to everything else.
I mean, it was right to him.
Yes. That was, right. I mean, you know, he could have done so much to help his perception if he'd have caught that fucking interception.
Yeah.
If he'd have held on to the one thing he should hold on to.
Right. The one time I wanted him to hold, nada.
Okay. All right, we're going to move on to NFL Reach Around, also known as Fuck the Falcons.
Isn't this just a lovely, you know, I mean, the Saints, yes, we're having our own problems, no doubt. But a little bit, it gives me a little bit of joy. It gives me a lot of joy. But the Shitlanta Falcons, who started 5-0, and their delusional fans.
We're talking Super Bowl.
Oh, talking Super Bowl. Even after they had beaten us, I like to go in there.
You mean we had beaten them?
Yeah, I'm sorry. All right. After we had beaten them, and I was on their message board, they were post saying, oh, well, this is going to suck because by the last game of the year, we're going to already have clinched a bye, and so we're going to sit people.
How's that coming along?
And the Saints might sweep us. That's going to piss me off, you know, that they're going to sweep us, but we're going to already have the bye. Their fans have to be all crack at it.
The best thing, no, their employees. The Atlanta Falcons tweeted before the game started, let's shock the world today. That was their tweet.
You know how they shocked the world? By scoring less than 2 points.
That is incredible. Right. Oh, yes. Because it's getting worse for them.
Yeah.
It's getting worse, not better.
Right.
You know,
like less than 2 points. Right. Like two, they couldn't even get 2 points.
What's the deal there? I mean, what's going on?
They suck. They're the fucking Falcons. Their defense isn't great.
Well, the defense, right. They went and hired Quinn out of Seattle, okay? Which obviously he was a defensive coordinator in Seattle. He's come down to Atlanta. He doesn't have the same talent. Okay,
exactly.
That's the one thing. Also, now I'll give however their offense has changed. They brought in Kyle Shanahan.
Kyle Shanahan.
Whatever he's doing doesn't work with Matty Shitpants. I mean, Matty Shitpants, but the man has shown that he can. You know, he's a quarterback, and whatever they're doing is just fucked up.
He's a fucking noodle arm, and Julio Jones is getting pissed.
Right.
Stuff's not going on, but it...
Right,
and, you White know, like,
old.
Right, I mean, and like, Devontae Freeman was the fantasy running back for the first half of the year. Their offensive line wasn't good to begin with. It was patchwork, and somehow they were able... Think about it. Those first five wins, four of those, they were losing in the fourth quarter and should have lost those games and just somehow luckily managed to survive by the skin of their teeth.
Correct.
Team.
They should be 1-15.
Yeah.
You're correct. You're correct, Jason. You're right. All right. This is a team that should be 1-15. But
they got extremely lucky those first few games.
Right. But it's so much fun to go on their message boards and watch them explode or implode. They're all calling for Quinn's head. Let's redo this. Blow up the coaching staff after 1 year. They're all missing Smitty.
They're all missing Mandels.
they're just so upset. But the best part.
They're not tough this year.
Right. But they're about 60-40 on hating Matt Ryan. You know. But the best part is we all remember they're building a toilet bowl in Atlanta.
Metal asshole, yep.
You know, they're building a toilet bowl. And PSLs have gone up. Okay? There was a lot of posts on their message board about, I'm going to default on my January PSL. Fuck this team. Good luck, Mr. Blank. You know. And I have the PSLs here.
Oh, wow.
Okay? For the Shitlanta Falcons.
When does the stadium open?
17.
Okay.
All right. Now, they already did the PSL for the club section. Okay.
Well, we all know how the hoity-toity people are.
Okay, the club section PSLs were between 10, 15, 20. And $45,000. Okay. The lower bowl between the 20s, $5,500. The end zone is $2,500. And the upper bowl is $2,000 between the 20s, $1,500 and $1,250 between the in the back of the end zone. I mean, I just don't see, I can't see.
No,
them.
There's no way they're going to sell all these. Right. No chance. Like, they can't even sell the seats without PSLs.
Right, right. I mean, I this is going to be a huge failure, and I'm so looking forward to it.
It's going to be fucking glorious. Like, the best part about the loss was all the memes on Twitter. You had the picture of, hey, what was your score today? 38-, and the picture from the air of their new stadium, which was the metal asshole zero.
Right.
And then there was another picture, which was the best. It was a picture of a running back. It was either Coleman or Freeman hugging Matt Ryan, looking so sad. And they're like, "I had you at 2 points, or I had you at 0 points." It was just that they look so sad, and it's so fucking glorious.
It is. Well, again, I mean, this is such a collapse, and like, look, it's so much worse. Like, it's when they were 5-0. You know, as a fan, we would have been that way also. You know, 5-0, man, we're going to...
Oh, yeah, Super Bowl. You know, we would definitely Super Bowl.
And actually, no team has started 5-0 and has ever then had a losing record.
Until this year.
Right. If you remember, right, the Denver Broncos under Josh McDaniels first year there, they had started 6-0 and they finished 8-8. But it's not a losing record. I have confidence that the Atlanta Falcons.
Dude, look, A, it's another reason why we may want to consider going to Atlanta week 17.
Yes.
Just a thought.
There might be more Saints fans there than Falcons fans.
There's a good chance.
All right. Y'all ready for pick'ems?
Yep.
Let's do pick'ems.
It's time to play the game. Put your money on the table.
Again, a rough week for us. I went 2-3. Damon also went 2-3. Jeff, you went 1-4.
Holy mackerel!
Yeah, we've kind of struggled the last couple weeks. I was the only one to take Pittsburgh. Damon, you were the only one to take Philly. We all took New England, but then we all lost Detroit.
Yeah, who the fuck
and we
saw
all
that?
Lost San Francisco against Cleveland.
Who
Cleveland,
the fuck
Detroit,
saw that?
Nobody.
That was insane. The NFL is totally insane.
It is. The NFL is stupid. The NFL is really dumb. And going in to look at this week's games, I'm like, there ain't a fucking game on here I'd pick. Other than there was one game that was worthy of a normal Pick'ems game. And the rest, I'm like, I don't even
it's
know what
shit,
the fuck to
it's
do.
It's a shitty game of the week.
And you know, but you know what? There wasn't even a good shitty game. Like, it was just good or bad or mediocre and mediocre. There was one good game, and there wasn't even a game where I can instantly point out and say, oh, yeah, well, that's a shitty game.
No, I mean, again, the only game that, in my opinion, I thought, okay, like I would have picked before, you know, Arizona beat Minnesota, Seattle beat Baltimore, Carolina beat Atlanta.
And we couldn't pick the Arizona game because it was Thursday night.
Right.
Y'all didn't
but everything else, you know, and Green Bay beat Dallas, which that's not a really surprise. New England beat Houston. Right. But everything else, you know, like I said, Seattle beat Detroit. Detroit was playing well.
You mean St. Louis?
I mean, St. Louis beat Detroit.
But yeah. And St. Louis has been shit.
Right, St. Louis, you know? So, what the fuck?
It's just, it's the NFL, man. This is a weird...
Right, Jacksonville put 51 points up on Indianapolis. 51,
yeah.
Jacksonville.
Dude, and now, like, Andy Dalton broke his thumb, so now he's out. The Bengals
yeah.
are sitting up there, but now they don't have Andy Dalton for a while.
Yeah, that sucks for them.
It's
just... How the fuck did Cleveland put up 24 points? Cleveland...
Johnny Football, baby!
Then Oakland beat Denver.
Beats Denver,
Denver
right?
Beats New England with their backup.
And Green Bay.
And Green Bay with their backup, and now they can't beat fucking...
Right.
Oh,
it's the NFL.
What the fuck is going on here?
The NFL's stupid, man. It really is.
Anyway, that's why luckily we went 2-3, and we...
Yeah, so...
So,
Damon, you're in... Out of the three of us, Damon, you lead us. You're 37-31. I'm a game behind, 36-32. And Jeff is another game back,
35-33.
35? Yep. Jeff's in last place out of the three of us now. Well, that's what happens when you go...
Wow.
Yep.
Doesn't he have to give his blowjob if he finishes last? Well, then that's the...
I'm not letting him blow me. You can if you want. Yeah.
No, I never said that. All right. So did you do the? I'm having trouble pulling up the Pick'ems record.
So yeah, so I did. So Damon and I went 2-3. You went 1-4. Damon's at 37-31. I'm at 36-32. You were at 35-33.
Well, we're still all positive for the year, which is I think better than we did last year. The last couple of years, I think we have struggled to be positive.
Last year was the first year of the spread, and I was last the last year without the spread, and I was first the first year with the spread. So,
okay, so the extended version looks like Hungry Hudat extended his lead. He's now 41 wins. Then you got Damon in second place by himself with 37 wins. Then you got a three-way tie with 36 wins between Alex Barbie, me, and Jason.
Taking you down, Alex. I'm taking you down.
Alex is the defending champion, so he's got
That's why I'm taking him down.
Well, I think Hungry Hudat's taking him down.
Well.
Then you got Wheels with 33, or I'm sorry, Dad the Twins with 34, Wheels 33, Glenn 30. Oh, but in front of Glenn is Neil with 32.
Ah, Neil, don't call it a comeback.
And but still a losing record, 32 and 36. And then Mr. Cizappo. Why do we shit on Neil so much? He's our favorite.
I don't shit on
Neil,
you do. I love Neil. I don't know what the fuck's your problem is.
And Mr. Cizappo, 19 and 29. Mr. Cizappo joined me with a 2-3 record this week.
Okay. No, you went 1-4.
What did Hunger Hudat? How did
oh,
he
I sure did. I get the horse's ass trophy this week.
All right. Well, Hungry Hudat, what did he go this week?
3-2.
Damn.
Well, I mean, are you sure that he's picking before Sunday's games?
Yeah.
That would be something. If his tweet is at like 4:30 on Sunday. Yeah, I got this.
Right. Jeff gets another notice.
That's why he tosses in a loser just so Jeff doesn't.
Right. If it went perfect, Jeff would look. So he's just staying right above that. Yeah, we got to check this. I don't.
Jeff, you got to start checking.
I don't know when Jeff, you know.
All right, so anyway, let's move on to this week's games. Just an awful slate of games. One good game out of the bunch.
That's the scenario that he's doing.
But it wasn't even a game where I could point to and say, "Yep, that's the shitty game." Like it took me a while. There really isn't a shitty game. There's just a lot of
mediocre.
A lot of good right. versus bad.
So this is the we're gonna have four shitty games of the week this week.
All right, our first game: the Buffalo Bills coming off a close loss at Philly last week against the Washington Redskins, coming off a 3-point win in Chicago. Washington, as it stands now, in a tie, but leading their division at 6-7.
It's a three-way tie, if I'm not correct.
Is it? Well, if the Giants win, it's a three-way tie.
See how he says yeah?
Yeah. This game is in Washington and is a pick'em.
Woo!
Oh, man. Oh, this is a difficult one.
I'm going to pick Washington.
Then I'm going to pick Buffalo.
Yeah. See, this is interesting because Washington, I mean, I think Buffalo's the better team.
Buffalo's not going to screw me again.
Washington is 5-2 at home. However, Buffalo, Rex did bring in Rob during practice this last week, and well, you see what happened.
Oh, well, wait a second. I didn't know Rex. I didn't know Rob Ryan was a.
Yeah,
I didn't know he was
he
associated.
He wasn't on the sideline during the game, but during the week at practice, yeah, Rob went to go.
Oh, well then I switched to the Washington Redskins.
Oh, wow. All right. That's good because I was kind of iffy. I'm gonna go with Buffalo here.
There it is.
Hey, Buffalo's a better team.
They are, but Washington plays well at home. And when you said, actually, that's what you said that made me switch to Washington.
Okay. All right, our next game, the Arizona Cardinals coming off a close Thursday night win against the Vikings at the Philadelphia Eagles, coming off an overtime win against Buffalo. Arizona, I believe, locked up a playoff spot, playing really well. Philly trying to make a comeback after everybody thought Chip Kelly was getting fired. They're 6-7, tied with the lead in the division with the Redskins. This game is in Philly, and Arizona is favored by 3.5. I'll go first. I'm going to go Arizona. I believe Arizona is the best team in the NFC.
All right, I'm going to join you, Jason. I'm going to say Arizona. I think they're going to put their mind to going for that home field advantage, and they're the team that can actually do things that they put their minds to.
Yeah.
Just put your mind to it, can accomplish anything.
Well, I really like Bruce Arians. I really like Carson Palmer. I'll take Arizona.
All right, our next game, the Denver Broncos coming off a stunning loss to the Oakland Raiders. pretty crazy, although...
Yeah. Oakland!
You know, I mean, look, Oakland's not terrible. Khalil Mack had 5 sacks in that game. That's just... Imagine if the Saints had a defender like that.
I think Oakland had 9 sacks in the whole game.
So there's a debate on whether or not it's still going to be Osweiler. They may talk to Peyton and see if he's ready to come back. At the Pittsburgh Steelers, who were just on fucking fire right now, beating Cincinnati last week. And yet I believe in the AFC picture, if it ended right now, I think Pittsburgh would be left out. And yet they're the most dangerous team around right now. Stud receivers, good running back, solid defense.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, didn't 2 of their Super Bowls or 1 of them, they were a wild card team?
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know for sure. But this game is in Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh is getting 6.
Oh, fuck me.
Pittsburgh is getting 6 at
that's
home?
Getting 6 at home.
That's too much.
Why?
Denver does have the best defense in the league.
Oh, they're getting 6.
Right, Pittsburgh is getting 6.
Oh, yeah, I'll take that. I'll take Pittsburgh in the 6 points at home.
You kind of have to, right? I mean...
Yeah, I'm going
to
also take
Pittsburgh.
Yeah. All right. Unanimous.
Like you said, they're a hot team. I mean, really?
I mean, Ben Roethlisberger is the only quarterback you take besides Drew Brees.
I would.
And right, and then, but besides Oakland, who else has Denver dropped? I mean, they dropped a couple of.
Denver's lost. I think they lost 2 in a row.
Three
total. They lost 3 games.
Yeah. All right. Next game.
Next game. Again, there wasn't a lot to choose from this week, and I didn't want to pick the Atlanta game because we were all going to pick who they were playing.
Yeah, well, it's kind of easy. They sucked.
The Tampa Bay, I guess you could start.
Yeah,
these are
some tough picks, though. I mean, the Arizona Philadelphia.
Oh, no doubt.
Buffalo, Washington. I mean, maybe you should give us a guinea with the Falcons.
Nope. Thank you.
No, got to make it hard for everybody. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers coming off the loss at home to the Saints at the St. Louis Rams, who had a surprising win against the Lions last week. Both teams kind of middling. This game is in St. Louis, and it's a pick 'em.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was distracted. Can you repeat that again for me?
You were looking at Don Shula.
He was. Look at him. Oh, greatest coach of all time.
Dude, that man looks bad. All right.
God, he looks kind of like Benson.
Yeah, he's probably Benson's age.
Probably, yeah. Probably
I think
so.
He was 70 15 years ago. He retired in, you know, what, 99, 98?
Yeah, but he was old when he was still coaching Marino.
Right. He was had to be in his late 60s, early 70s, so that may have not... Anyway, all right.
So this game is in St. Louis, and it's a pick-up.
Between St. Louis and who?
Tampa Bay.
Oh.
These are tough, man. I don't know why you thought this was a shitty week.
Yeah. Yeah, these are tough without a spread. I'd rather a spread with this.
All right, I'll go first in this one. I'm going to say Tampa Bay bounces back. Oh, but it's in St. Louis, who plays well at home.
Couple of middling coaches right here.
I'm going to go, yeah, Tampa Bay, because of Jeff Fisher.
Tampa was hot, but they're still shitty. But I'll...
I mean, yeah, Saints beat them.
Yeah, I'll go Tampa Bay. They were hot coming into this game.
Excellent. I am going to go with the Spams.
Alrighty.
So basically, yep. Oh, fuck.
Yep, that's right.
I picked everything with Jeff, and there's 2 games.
That's all right. We're going 5-0 this week, Damon. We're going 5-0.
Yeah, y'all could pass me up. Or I take the lead. All right, now our shitty game of the week.
Here we go. Of shit car, I got a piece of shit car. That fucking pile of shit never gets me very far.
Which actually, there really wasn't a by the definitive of shitty game of the week, there really wasn't a game here, so I just picked what it appeared to be the kind of worst game because I picked the shittiest division. The Houston Texans at the Indianapolis Colts, and the reason why I picked this game. Both teams coming off losses. Houston getting beat badly by New England. Indy getting 50 points rung up on them by Jacksonville. But the reason why this is the shooting game is it's going to be T.J. Yates for Houston because Brian Hoyer got a concussion at the Colts, who I believe will be starting Charlie Whitehurst.
Right.
Because both Andrew Luck is out and Matt Hasselsuck left the game in a sling last week.
Right.
So this is what your NFL gets you. T.J. Yates against Charlie Whitehurst.
Excellent. All right.
And the spread?
It's a pick 'em.
All right, Jason, I think it's your turn to go first.
I'm going to go Houston. With two shitty quarterbacks, I will go with the best defense.
Unfortunately, I was hoping to pick against you, but nope. It has to be Houston.
Yep. I'm with you.
I think that's easy, but then again, I thought other games are fucking easy.
I mean, you never know. Charlie Whitehurst could out. He looks like Jesus. Maybe he's football Jesus.
We'll find out. All right, that's your pick-ems for the week. Don't forget to tweet them to us before the games start on Sunday. For the rest of you, it's too late to start playing, so don't worry about it. So, that's going to bring us into Saints Preview.
Monday night.
Monday night,
which I hate night games now, but it's Monday night. I am, but yeah, Monday night is still Monday night. There's a little difference with Monday night games.
Well, yeah.
So I do like that we're. You
I
know,
prefer
national
Sunday
team.
Night. Yeah.
Not really. Not really.
I guess the question is, what are we gonna do about the show too? I guess we'll record Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
That's what we've always done with Monday Night Games. Why would it be any different this year?
Yeah, I don't know. It's been a while since... I feel like it's been a while since we've had a Monday Night Game. This is our first Monday Night Game of the year.
This year, yeah. It is our first
The first
year.
And only.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens
All right.
when you're not that good anymore.
Well.
So, I mean...
So,
look,
what do we think here? We got a chance for this one?
We definitely... Look, Detroit was hot the last couple weeks, even though they lost to Green Bay at the end on Thursday with that Hail Mary... And then they lost to St. Louis, so, but I mean, they have been playing better as of late, but I mean, I don't know, you put Delvin Bro on Calvin, we should be okay, we just gotta have somebody on Tate, that, now Tate, you know, Golden Tate kinda worries me, but, you know, Detroit can't run, they're last in the league in rushing, they still have Jim Caldwell as their head coach, so in the coaching matchup, the Saints have the edge. I mean, they should win. I mean, look, Detroit's not a good team. They're 4-9. Detroit's not good. Stafford has a lot of talent, but he's inaccurate.
Right.
You know, I mean, are you scared of Jim Bob Cooter's offense?
I mean, do you put
I don't know if I'm scared
Brown
of anybody
on Megatron?
Named Jim Bob Cooter.
I don't know, man. On Thanksgiving Day, Jim Bob Cooter was all the rage.
Okay, one day.
They just love saying Jim Bob Cooter.
Yeah. Look, here's a game in the Dome, prime time. Is LRB playing?
As far as I know, LRB's going to be playing. So that's,
Fuck,
that's
right there, win. Man. Right there. 80%. LRB plays 80% win. Right there. Boom. Locked the week.
Hightower's going to run?
Yeah, well, it ain't going to be Spiller. I mean, you saw that. It ain't going to be Spiller.
Well, guys, I mean... If that line alignment works,
play.
I mean,
yeah.
Team's got a little confidence now from this week's win.
I mean, if we can get just a little pressure on Stafford, just a little bit, you know? I mean, Obam Gwacham got a sack this past week.
That's his second of the year, isn't it?
I get, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm just giddy from the win, but, I mean, we can really win our last four games and go 8-8.
I mean, I'll be honest. I do kind of think Jacksonville beats us, but I think we win the other two games. I think we finish 7-9.
That could happen. That could happen. But just because they put 51 on Indy doesn't mean they're going to do it to us.
But I mean, Blake Bortles has been good. But just
yeah.
But you're right. I mean, you're right. Like these three teams aren't good that the Saints played.
Right.
I mean, this was.
But neither was the 1-6 Tennessee Titans when they
right.
when they whipped our ass.
Right. Right. But I mean. You know, the Saints have beaten Detroit and beaten Stafford in the Dome before, so maybe he's got some demons. Maybe we can rattle
him a little
Delvin bit.
You put Delvin Bro on Calvin Johnson. Need a little height mismatch, huh?
No, Bro is Browner. I mean, Calvin Johnson is Browner. That's his name. Big, tall receiver.
But even like Calvin, I mean, well, I say Calvin Johnson has had a great season, but he's the past couple weeks, he's scored a lot of touchdowns. I mean, he scored 3 on Thanksgiving against Green Bay.
Oh, well, he'll score 3 again, though.
Not if Bro's on him. The problem is, then Golden Tate is going to score 2 against whoever.
Yeah. But isn't Bro short?
It doesn't matter. Who cares if he's short or not? Bro is a good cornerback.
Yeah, but Stafford has to do is throw it up in the air. Hi, Bro.
It sounds easy enough. It doesn't always work like that. Right. If it was as easy as that, Calvin Johnson would have 25 touchdowns every year. But just keep look. We had good control. We used the run and the pass this week. I mean, even though this week Breeze threw 41 times, we still ran the ball when we had to, and we converted on third down. We sustain drives. That is going to be the key.
Yeah.
Sustain your drives. Right. Keep and scoring and get the score. Go up early and get the crowd into it early. That's going to be a big thing.
Well, you know, you say that, and I feel like it helped them last week to score on their first drive, their first offensive possession. They hadn't had that in a while, and it just kind of set the tone for the game for the Saints. They needed it as much for themselves as for the crowd.
And I'm interested to see what the crowd looks like this week. Being a Monday night, not quite as easy to get to. How many empty seats are we going to see again?
Well, coming after a win, and Monday nights are special, so I think we'll see less empty seats.
I hope. I know I'll be in my seat.
Sean Payton usually has his team ready for primetime games. So.
And that's true, too.
Yeah, you know, you're right.
Remember, this is an emotional team, and this will be an emotional game. So, score prediction, Jason.
I am going to go with 38-31 Saints. I think we see a lot of points scored. I don't think we hold Detroit to under 300 yards of offense.
I say New Orleans 35, Detroit 24.
And I say, I'm with Jason on a 38-31 kind of thing, but I'll go 38-35. I don't think the defense holds anybody to a field goal. All right, final thoughts, Jason?
Final thoughts. It's not sports-related, but I'm sure everybody around the country and around the world is aware of what movie is coming out on Friday this coming week, and I'm happy that we have our tickets purchased. We're going to go see it Sunday of next week. Which means I think I'm going to stay off the internet from Friday until Sunday morning. I think I'm just going to stay off the internet, off Twitter, off the internet, off everything, because I don't want to know anything.
Yeah, I saw something on Twitter that the first 2 minutes was leaked. I don't know if it's true or not, but I wouldn't even click on it.
Why would you want to know about anything?
Well, you know what? If I'm not mistaken, when the prequels came out, they released the books before the movies, and I read the books.
Really?
Huh. Yeah.
So Jar Jar didn't sound like such of an asshole
yeah.
when you read the books, right?
Yeah, no.
Well, he didn't read Jar Jar in that stupid fucking
Jar Jar
sense.
In Misa Misa.
Right. No, but I know I read all three.
In the book, did it write Misa Misa? Did it?
No. Again, I'm sure I can find him here, and you can go back and see when the books were released and when the movie was released. But I'm pretty sure that I know I read all three of the prequels.
And actually, you know what? You mentioned that. I remember reading. I read Attack of the Clones when that book came out. I bought the book and I read it before the movie came out.
Right. Okay. It was released before the movie. Right?
Yeah. Because there was a big scene in the book that wasn't in the movie, and I'm like, wait, what?
Okay.
But yeah. But I mean, again, I'm not going to read. I'm not.
Well, no. With this one, they're not even doing that for because the spoilers
which
and everything.
Which is smart. Yeah. Which is totally
right,
smart.
Right.
Right.
The internet is a lot. You know, you said Twitter. You know, there's a lot of things
right.
you have now you didn't have back then. But yeah. So they're not releasing the book until a week after the movies were released.
Yeah. Smart. But yeah. So I would imagine on next week's show we should have a post credit scene on the show where we talk about the movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Damon, final thoughts.
Final thoughts. Before you want people want to get rid of Sean Payton and blow up the what we have here, just look at the Atlanta Falcons. Look, they all wish they had Smitty back now. Smitty, remember, up until 2009, Shitlanta had never had back-to-back winning seasons. Not once in 45 years. I mean, could those retarded morons put together success back-to-back? All right? Goodness, even we had done that.
Yeah, okay. As bad as we were.
Right, and so Smitty, with 5 winning seasons in a row, and then 2 losing seasons, they got rid of him. And they are a much worse team, you know.
Instead of realizing, hey, maybe Smitty wasn't the big problem, maybe it was their noodle arm quarterback.
Right. So, anyway.
Well, I think, and, you know, it's funny you say that. I mean, are you here, still here in Rumblings? Because I haven't, even through the 4 losses, I haven't heard as much anti-Sean Payton thing as it was players, certain
well,
players.
Well, it's not that it was anti-Sean Payton, more so than it was rumors that Sean Payton isn't going to be here next year, that, you know, he has a that he's going to be in Miami,
yeah,
and trading him.
But that's the national media. It's the same same type of people that are running the New York Post ads about Drew Brees.
Yeah, I know, but it's just still funny. You know, sometimes, you know, you just worry where there's smoke, there's fire.
That's true. Well, good point there. Let's hope that the Saints organization is going to do everything they can to hold on to
him. Well, believe me, like, they're not going to let him walk for nothing.
Well, again, I don't want, right, was that what they were talking about? You know, if you trade him, what can you get for him? You know, there was a big article from one of the assholes for the Picayune, you know, and again, I don't want him.
Well, you know what, if I cut my foot off and sewed it to my ear, what would that be like? I don't, you know, I come up with any hypothetical. Fuck those bastards for fucking entertaining that shit and putting it in the...
Hey, look at me! I'm crazy foot in my ear guy!
Isn't that crazy? If that doesn't warrant some candy, I don't know what does.
If that doesn't warrant a second round draft pick, I don't know what does.
Alright, that's all the show we have for you right now, and we're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and for telling all of your friends about the Don't Patrol podcast. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Don't Patrol PCast, and if you don't listen to us on iTunes, Android, or Google Play, there's the old-fashioned way of listening to our show, Don't Patrol Podcast.
Good night, Who Dat Nation.
Bye-bye, smooth internet donkeys. Watch
your league like Jordan was with baseball. Yeah. Your majesty, word flash, photography, third class, economy, blaze slash, your artery, nerd gas, anatomy, blur pass, dramatically, earth hash, my word splash, packed agility, never predictability, maneuvers of mind, fully designed, cause I'm true to the rhyme, we do the sublime, cracking your backbone, attacking you whack clones, vernacular, right in exact, capital rap zone, the combat, verbal assault rifle. We fight like Stokely Carmichael, no, we just like you. We broke and make me tell him what we might do, ain't no joke, provoke the right to be first, let's see mercy with the king, Asiatic and Percy P, ain't heard the worst of me, I'm to your chest, 3D, spit venom and burn your body like a STD, yeah.
2020 on the next, bro, I'm stepping to me wrong, I mess around and make a eulogy, my theme song, this might seem wrong, but this is a mean song, crushed like King Kong, it's just like ping pong, back and forth, I spit molotovs, it's time to floss, my verbal affirmation is to always go off, when syllables slide, you'll be enjoying the vibe, when considering pride is J5, with another deadly melee, camera action, yo, we heavy, aim steady, slash machete, Maserati, engine ready, good and plenty, don't be petty, count the fatty, and we jetty, off to another city, what we do, our nitty gritty, we wild like Serengeti, terror down like Stephen Zeddy, get ready for the ride, verbally hang glide, right and stay tied, missions inside, murderer worldwide,
the stage is show night.